Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're cutting straight to the architecture, the tech that turns AI accountability from, you know, a wish list into something concrete, our mission. To explore how the NIST AI Risk Management Framework, the RMF, integrates with this really interesting system called Ternary Moral Logic, or TML. Now, for you, the listener needing the quick version, NIST RMF, it's globally recognized, right? It's about building trustworthy AI culture using four functions. Govern, map, measure, and manage.
Right. It's a solid foundation, no doubt. But there's this operational gap. It's in there. Organizations talk about cultivating a risk culture.
Yeah.
But they need to actually demonstrate verifiable compliance. You know, build it right into the AI's logic. TML is really that architectural layer. It bridges the gap. Think of it like installing a mandatory flight data recorder and pilot check-ins on an otherwise autonomous plane. It makes policy into actual enforceable code.
I like that. A flight recorder. Yeah. Okay, let's unpack the mechanics then. TML has got these core components that seem specifically designed to operationalize the RMF. Let's start with govern. The RMF wants oversight, real oversight. How does TML bake that into the system itself?
Okay, so TML implements something called the sacred pause, or state zero. And this isn't just a suggestion. It's a mandatory system halt. It kicks in when the AI faces really deep ethical or maybe operational uncertainty. So imagine an AI processing, say, a critical permit application, if a known bias metric suddenly spikes. The pause halts things before a biased decision gets made.
Okay, so it's proactive, not reactive.
Exactly. Governance becomes actual prevention, baked right in. It enforces that human-in-the-loop control when it matters most.
That definitely tackles prevention. But what about, you know, the measure function in the RMF? That's always been tricky. How do you quantify fuzzy things like unfairness?
Yeah, that's a huge challenge. TML uses the Ethical Uncertainty Score, the US. It's basically a number, a quantifiable metric that measures the system's lack of confidence about whether an action is ethically okay. So those qualitative risks, like fairness or ambiguity, the EUS translates them into a data point you can actually track and audit.
Okay, wait a second. If the EUS just measures uncertainty, what if a model is like super confident but totally wrong or biased? Couldn't it get a low EUS and just proceed? How do you catch that?
That's a really important point. The EUS doesn't operate in a vacuum. It's tightly linked to two other things, the Clarifying Question Engine, or CQE, and a foundational ethical taxonomy. So if that EUS score hits a certain threshold, one that the organization sets the CQE steps in, it doesn't just report uncertainty. It asks a specific auditable question, something like potential bias detected in this loan application. How should I proceed? It demands human deliberation.
Got it. So it forces a check. And if measures producing this kind of granular data through the EUS, then map identifying risks up front, that must become, well, continuous, right? Not just a one-off check.
Precisely. Mapping becomes dynamic, real time.
Yeah.
The EUS is constantly flagging potential issues against this huge built-in ethical taxonomy.
Yeah.
And critically, that taxonomy isn't just made up. It's derived from, I think it's over 46 mandated human rights instruments, major global standards.
Wow. Okay. So things like the UN Declaration of Human Rights, regional laws, they're basically baked into the risk identification layer.
Exactly. It grounds the AI's risk awareness
in
established legal and ethical norms.
All right. That covers govern, measure, map. What about the last RMF function, manage? Particularly traceability. We need that evidence trail.
Right. For managing evidence and ensuring traceability, TML relies on immutable moral trace logs. Think of them as the AI's uneditable black box. They create a non-repudiable record of every key decision, every uncertainty score, every human intervention prompted by the CQE. Secure forensics, basically.
Okay. Immutable is the key word there. For regulators, for legal teams, the integrity of those logs is everything. What actually keeps them tamper-proof?
Good question. That's where the hybrid shield comes in. It's clever. It doesn't just store logs on one server, which would be a single point of failure. Instead, it takes cryptographic hashes of those logs, like digital fingerprints, and anchors them onto multiple public blockchains.
Multiple? Why not just one really secure blockchain?
Well, two main reasons. Redundancy and jurisdiction. Using multiple independent blockchains means there's no single entity controlling the proof. It provides mathematical certainty, provable certainty that the evidence hasn't been altered. And that holds up globally, regardless of jurisdiction issues with any single chain. It guarantees reliability for audits or legal review.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So let's bring this home. For you, the listener, wanting that quick takeaway on AI accountability, what does all this technical detail really mean?
It means we can finally move beyond fuzzy terms like risk appetite. You know, Organizations can set concrete EUS thresholds. They can literally say, if the AI's uncertainty score goes above X, autonomous action is forbidden, period. It makes governance an operational dial you can actually tune, not just a policy doc gathering dust.
So TML takes trustworthiness from being a cultural aspiration, something we hope for, and makes it an architectural certainty, something baked into the system.
Exactly. And you know, this raises a pretty significant question, doesn't it? If this kind of architecture can provide legally solid, immutable proof of human oversight and ethical deliberation, how quickly does this become the required standard, especially for all high-risk AI systems globally, given how well it seems to align with things like the EU AI Act and ISO 42001?
That is definitely something for you to mull over or maybe explore on your own.